All right, welcome into the new fantasy football season, boys and girls. We are finished with week one, heading blazing into week two. I have with me for the very first podcast of the season a co-host, Mr.
How's everybody
Scott
doing out
Brown.
There?
We're doing great. Oh, it sounds like the people are having a good time. So hopefully throughout the season, we'll drop a podcast once a week or once every other week and kind of keep everybody informed as to what is happening, not only in our league, but their league, or depending on how you're, which league you're a part of, their league and our league. But anyways, we're going to start with a recap with the big winners of the week.
Everything is awesome.
All right, recap of the week one matchups. First off, two big victories, and by big I mean like 50 point plus margin big. Popelka defeats TJ by 53 and Dave Miller defeats Pat by 52. Both solid showings from the old gentleman there, beating up on the youngsters,
putting them in their places.
Yeah. You just got to. These are the old, I almost wanted to say salty vets, but Popelka is relatively new to the league, and Dave is just by a fluke last year, won the championship. So, I'd like to take credit for Dave's win because the reason he does so well these days is that Alvin Kamara drop I had after the David Johnson injury last year.
He really does owe you a cut.
Yeah, I should talk to him about that. In other news, Chris Kelly, back up in the league, defeats Will by 20. Philip Rivers really showed out with his near 50-point fantasy day. Not much else to say about that. I mean, when you draft the quarterback that's on your actual team, you gotta love that.
Especially when he puts up 50.
Ooh, no doubt. Another huge victory. I didn't lump this in with the other ones, but it probably should be. Jamie Sexton beats up on Kevin Pitachik by 43. To be fair, though, Kevin Pitachik didn't crack the century mark there in his score, 99.6 on the week.
Ouch.
That burns. Joe Tye defeats Jason Miller by less than 3. That was a tight race all the way through the weekend. But the only one that was closer was myself and Matt Lichtel. I edged him out by 0.9 points.
Wow.
Yeah. I was looking back over our scores and half of my team, if I combine all of their points together, got me 3 points.
Way to go, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Thank the Lord for him and James Conner. Waiver wire pickup extraordinaire. How did your league fare?
We also had a close nail biter, not by 1 point, but Frank and I were decided by just 2.5 points. And I can owe my victory to Sam Darnold throwing a pick six at the beginning of the game, because without that, I don't think my defense would have held it together.
Yeah, that was tough for Detroit.
Yeah. You know, you think the Jets offense, they can't be very good. And then they go ahead and get stomped. So that happened.
Yeah. Ouch.
Our biggest defeat was Zach Miller beating up on Dolan by 67 points. It really was a story of two defenses. Zach Miller's Ravens defense had 31 and Dolan's Saints defense had -7.
Oh, yeah. The defenses this week were super hit or miss. I got the -10 from the Saints, which is why my team struggled to pull out a victory.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that point discrepancy, why ours was -7 and yours was -10. We'll have to see what the difference is.
I call shenanigans.
Let's finish wrapping up this recap here. We've got Padge defeating Deb by 7. Interesting matchup. Padge losing by 60 points going into Monday night, rolls out Todd Gurley, Golden Tate, and the Rams defense for 67 points. and pulls out the victory. So nice work, Padge.
Yeah, that's unlikely. I mean, you could almost expect 20 points from Gurley, but from Tate and the Rams D, that's a wild swing. I feel bad because I feel like Deb's team was looking pretty solid.
Yeah, definitely. Anders gets the victory over Pulley by 48. Again, Tyreek Hill being his workhorse there. And I'm thinking to myself during the draft, Tyreek Hill is your keeper, really? And so it turns out that was a great decision, Anders. Nice job.
Yeah, I was hesitant to draft him myself, but it worked out.
Yep. Then we've got Jake beating up on BD by 16. Jake owes Aaron Rodgers big time for coming back in the second half. He doesn't come back in that second half, and Jake loses that game. And then, lastly, we've got
that's amazing.
Yep. And then lastly, we've got Daisley beating up on our new guy, Noah, by 55 points. Poor Noah, tough introduction into the league. He gets the week low of 91 points. He has 7 players in single digits, including Marcus Mariota and Delanie Walker, who both get injured in the first game. So,
yeah, you can't predict injuries. So, I mean, hopefully he'll bounce back once he finds some spots to fill in for them or players to fill in for them.
Keep my fingers crossed for him.
All right, let's recap our big bids this week with the waiver wire wonders.
Show me the money!
It appears that our first year of having the fab budget is, I mean, people are just going crazy. It's like Black Friday out there every Wednesday morning. Because I mean, I'm trying to calculate things in my head here, and we spent over, I think, a combined like over 100 and probably like 20, actually probably like $125 plus on players this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was the complete opposite of our league. We had a grand total of $13 spent across the board.
That is blasphemy. $13?
Yeah. $13.
You couldn't even get Jared Cook in our league for $13.
Yeah. Well, that happened.
Yeah. Well, our big spender was Matt Lichtel, pulling in Philip Lindsay for $41. The next closest bid being only 10. He also got Jared Cook for $26, with the next closest bid being 13. So big winner, I guess, question mark?
Big spender, more likely.
No doubt. Dude's got money to burn.
Well, not for long.
Yeah, the rest of the season, maybe not. To be fair, he did get under 8 points from his running backs combined in week one, and Greg Olsen got injured in week one, so he needed some replacement help there.
Definitely had a need to spend the money, for sure.
Yeah, who snagged Lindsay in your league?
I picked him up for $5. It happened to be the only bid on him also, so there's that.
That's a steal.
Yeah.
It could be. It could prove to be a steal. Other notable waiver wire pickups. I got George Kittle for $23. Both Dave Miller and I bid 23 on him. I just happened to score less points than him and had a higher priority. So, jackpot. Haha, in your face, Dave Miller.
Uh-huh. We did, as far as tight end pickups are concerned, for Olsen, who's injured. That's Daisley's deal. And both Jared Cook and George Kittle are already rostered in our league. So he picked up Ebron for $5. And then we had a battle over the Bears defense. I wagered $3 and Pulley wagered $0. So thanks for that $3 pickup, Pulley. Pulley rounds it out with Lavonte David for another $0 bid. And then after budget clears, we had Frank looking for a little bearded magic with Ryan Fitzpatrick. And our new guy, Noah, looking to replace Delanie Walker, picks up his hometown boy, Njoku, from the Browns.
Nice. Nice. We had Nyheim Hines go to Jason for $9. Jason also got the Jets defense for 11. Quincy Enunwa, a lot of Jets going here. Quincy Enunwa went to the Patachics. Both were fighting over him for a $7 bid, but Kevin won out because of his low total. I got the Texans D for $6. Dave Miller is like changing out his whole bench. I got Deshaun Jackson for $4. Geronimo Allison for $3, then dropped him like an hour later for TJ Yeldon. and Will Disley for a buck.
Best $3 ever spent.
Yeah. Nobody needs that money. It's fake money. That's why Lichtel's blowing it all in week one, or I guess in between week one and week two.
Yeah.
Ooh, now that those waiver wires have processed, let's take a look at some notable injuries out there.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No!
Big injuries of the week. I mean, while games were going on, injuries that kind of impacted the team scores that had them. I mean, Doug Baldwin was on my team. That was one of the guys on my roster that got a big old fat zero. And Greg Olsen got injured, which is another reason why I probably won, because he didn't return to the game. You got Leonard Fournette, had a hammy thing. Devonta Freeman had some knee issues. And then, of course, Aaron Rodgers had that injury, but then came back and just lit it up.
Yeah, we had the same deals in ours. So Aaron Rodgers was Jake's problem and worked out for him. I hope he picks up a backup for this week, because looking at Jake's roster, I'm not sure what his plan is. Olsen, we said Daisley already picked up Ebron to fill that spot. How about Brett Dowling's third-round pick, Will Fuller, having yet to make his debut with a hamstring injury?
I hear he's getting close.
Yeah.
But I mean, third round, that's rich. It's a rich pick.
That was a bold move, Cotton. I don't know if it's going to pay off for him or not. So we've also got DeSean Jackson dealing with concussion protocol. Padge had him for 31 points, so hope that works out for Padge. And then let's talk about the whole Bell holdout thing. Dolan has Bell, and Zach picked up Connor with essentially a $0 bid. Our waivers had already cleared that Tuesday, and when it was announced that he was not going to be playing, him up. So I got to play against Zach this week, and I've got Dolan coming up in another few weeks. I think it's week four. So I might end up getting both of those at some point.
Oh, man, you're just going to get hosed again by Pittsburgh running backs. We had a similar not really a similar situation, because our waivers ran later. Because I messed up our settings and had to go basically re-enter our entire draft so I could change like the waiver wire setting, which I think is ridiculous. But because our waivers ran, I think it was like that Thursday morning where it was becoming more clear that Bell wasn't going to show up. I put it in an aggressive bid of $17 to get Connor. And won him over Jason Miller, I think, was the next closest with it. I think it was $11. The story that I heard was that Jason Miller had like a bid of $18 in and then changed it. Yeah, that's
got to
sting.
Time backfires.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. But I'm happy to have Connor. That's so the Bell holdout, I mean, hopefully he comes back eventually. I do like the fact that they list him as out so he can go in the IR spot. That's kind of nice. I mean, for me, not necessarily in your case, when you might have to go against two dominant backs and a potent Steelers.
Yeah, well, maybe he just holds out through week four and into week five. We'll see.
He could go all the way into like week 10, I think.
We'll have to wait and see.
We'll see. Yeah. Now that we've got all the injury news out of the way, let's get into the upcoming matchups for week two.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We have our league designed to have a lot of divisional matchups early and late in the season. So I ended up having to go in and change matchups. So you're going to see a lot of divisional matchups weeks 1 through 3 and weeks, I think it's 11 through 13.
Okay. We actually have no divisional games this week. So we are the complete opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, we just changed up our division. So hopefully this will remind people, they know who's in their division. they've looked at it enough. Mm. But anyways, our North showdown this week is between Jason and Kelly. two powerhouses as far as championship contenders go. Our East showdown is between the Kevins, Kevin v. Kevin, Popelka and Patachek going at it. I mean, this is going to be intense. Maybe Kevin Patachek bounces back. I will say that looking at the scores from last week, Popelka almost doubled Patachek's score. Almost. Can't wait to see what
it's
happens.
It's like Thunderdome. Two Kevins can enter, but only one Kevin can leave.
Oh, we could only hope. Anyways, we got Dave and Will in a South showdown. Myself goes against TJ in a Western Conference, Western Division showdown. And then our two matchups that are important nonetheless, because every win and loss counts, or potential tie if you are the Browns or Steelers. We have Joe versus Pat and Lichtel versus Jamie. How's the part due?
I got two notable matchups that I want to bring up. First up is going to be Padgett versus Dolan, which I'm billing as Lone Star versus President Scroob from our Halloween costumes back in the day.
I bet there's a Pizza the Hut somewhere in 700.
Yeah, we'll have to dig them out and put them on top of the TV or something when we're watching.
Just put it on top of London.
Let her scurry around. Just make sure she doesn't pee on it.
Yeah. or eat herself.
Yeah. All right, my second top billing is going to be Brett Dowling versus Noah. It's our two new guys versus each other, but it's also two dudes who have yet to change their team name since inheriting it. Come on, guys, get on this. Get your team name fixed here.
Yeah. I think there's a YouTube video out there that explains that, I think.
I'm going to say BD has an excuse because he's a little bit older, maybe not as tech savvy, but come on, Noah, you got to get going on this.
Yeah.
All right, let's round out our matchups here. Brown will be playing against Zach Miller. Deb is going to be playing against Jake from State Farm, Pulley versus Daisley, and then Frank versus Anders.
Every week counts, so I'm curious to see how all this shakes out next week.
Yeah, worst of luck to everybody. I hope everyone sucks except for me. Yeah, that's about it.
It's cold. It's cold-blooded, man. I'm gonna wish. Who do I want to wish luck to? Probably let's wish good luck to Jamie Sexton. Gotta beat that Matt Lichtel, since he's in my division. and good luck to myself, because I'm also going against a division rival there in TJ. So we're gonna see how this shakes out. Let's roll right along and just remind everybody to play it safe, be smart out there. Don't think too much when making your decisions. You got any words of wisdom for your league?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, from one commissioner to another, have a glorious Sunday, and may you all lose terribly.
Yeah, exactly.